The Sinclair refinery near Rawlins has had four fires or explosions since May, and Wyoming's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, has been investigating what went wrong. OSHA's completed its investigation into one of the incidents. It was a fire on May 25th, which injured two workers. Wyoming OSHA Administrator John Eisbart joins us to talk about what they found. He says one of the main problems is that Sinclair wasn't properly training its workers.
They have had a significant amount of turnover at the plant. Of their operators, which is the basic position in the plant, they've had about a 50% turnover in the last, I believe it's about 18 months. And so they have a lot of new operators, and they haven't all been trained adequately. In addition to that, you have some aging equipment and infrastructure, you know, plant and equipment. And as well, they had some managers and supervisors that didn't oversee it adequately, and themselves that weren't trained.
And so as a result, OSHA, you guys came up with 11 citations against Sinclair. What's the upshot? What's the penalty that they have to deal with now?
The proposed penalty is $60,250. And the penalty really isn't the piece to focus on. What the penalty does is allows us to get them to the table to really negotiate on the mitigation of those infractions. For instance, we'll reduce some of the fines if they'll put in place a proper training program by a certain date, if they'll perform the proper inspections of that equipment by a certain date, those sorts of things.
And you've asked for them to bring in an external safety auditor as well and to have frequent meetings with OSHA.
Yes, and that's, Willow, that's in addition to all of those citations. We've really asked them to take a whole different approach to safety. What they have is they have a number of inspectors and consultants in place at the refinery. And each one looks at a little microcosm of the refinery. But what we found was that nobody was looking at the refinery overall. And if I can use an analogy, if you take a vehicle, if somebody that looks at the carburetor and says, yep, that carburetor is good to go, it's mechanically perfect, but the carburetor's not sized to the engine, and the engine may run fine, but it's leaking a whole bunch of oil. And so you need somebody that can come in and look at it all together, how it all works and functions together, and sign off and say, yes, each one of these processes is working appropriate itself, as well as in conjunction with everything else in the refinery.
And so that's what this external auditor is supposed to do.
Yes.
And obviously, this so far we're talking about one particular incident. Obviously, there have been several this year, and you guys are investigating all of them. And I understand you don't have final results from those other incidents yet. But based on what you know so far, what do you think was going on with some of these other fires and explosions?
You know, the one that injured the three people critically, that one. It is an ongoing investigation, and I hate to talk about that one, Will, because it's, again, it's an ongoing investigation, and we just don't want to jeopardize any of the critical components. But it does seem to be a lot of the same issues, that it's from the leadership aspect to the management oversight, the familiarity with the processes and procedures, and training.
If this is all sort of similar issues, and if the issue here really seems to be a lot of workers not having the training or not having the experience they need to be able to operate things properly and safely, shouldn't we be thinking about shutting the plant down for a little while those workers can be trained properly?
I do believe they have enough trained people to run it safely. What I worry about and what the focus has been is about the distribution, getting those people on the right shifts and in the right places that match their experience and training. The issue of shutting the plant down was certainly discussed, and really the Sinclair management made it very clear that we have their attention, that they are going to be good partners in this, that they're really going to be proceeding forth in good faith. And so before we get to the drastic measures, that's why we're putting those other very severe restrictions and safeguards in place.
Obviously, this is a plant, as we've talked about, that's had various problems, you know, multiple fires and explosions and things like that. How will you know if the company has actually fixed the problems and taken the measures necessary to make sure that this doesn't happen again?
Willow, what we've done, and that's a great question, that really has been paramount in our minds and thoughts as well. What we've done is we've significantly increased our exposure at the plant. And with the last incident that we had just in August, we asked the Fed OSHA component there. They are located in Utah, and they have some experts there in refining. And so they sent a team out to help us with that. They've been on site. I believe they were there for 10 days, gave us some great recommendations. And so with our increased presence at the plant and then bringing the Fed OSHA component back, I do believe that that's a good and adequate response at this point.
John Eisbart with OSHA, thanks so much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you.